This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. The movie Unstoppable premieres on Prime Video on January 16th. It tells the story of 2011 NCAA wrestling champion Anthony Robles. Robles, born with one leg, overcame many hurdles through perseverance and determination. Here's one of the emotional scenes in Unstoppable, Jennifer Lopez portraying Anthony Robles' mom.
Who you are already is enough. You make people believe in something. When they see you, they don't see someone who's missing a leg. They see someone who is unstoppable. And that makes them believe in themselves. You can show them that anything is possible. I know. Because you showed.
One of the members of this amazing cast of Unstoppable is my guest on Sports Jam. He's one of the most talented performers of our time, award-winning actor and activist Don Cheadle. Don, great to have you on the show.
How you doing, Doug? Good to see you.
Good to see you. In Unstoppable, debuting on Prime Video on January 16th, you play Sean Charles, the real-life wrestling coach of the NCAA champion wrestler Anthony Robles at Arizona State. You've played so many inspiring roles in your career. What made this one special for you?
Well, you know, they're all special in different ways, and I've been very blessed and fortunate and lucky and all of those words to have the opportunity to portray people who, you know, who are very inspiring and interesting and layered. And Sean Charles is another one. You know, I've gotten to spend time with him and actually get to know him a bit. And you see the building blocks of Anthony Robles' career and how he got to where he got and the people that were instrumental in, you know, making him who he was. And supporting him along the way. So it's great to have the opportunity to meet these people and be inspired by them and then be able to portray them and hopefully, you know, get it right so they don't come out on social media and say, you suck and how dare you do this to me.
Hey, Anthony. Sean Charles. You know what, let's take a walk.
Sure.
Okay.
You know what, I'm gonna tell you a story. It's more like a parable, actually. There's a Chinese farmer. He's using an old horse to till his fields. Well, one day this horse escapes into the hills. Now the farmer's son is devastated. He says, without a horse, we're not gonna be able to plow. It's terrible luck. A couple days later, the horse returns from the hills with a herd of horses. Son says, oh my God, all these horses, this is incredible. Our lives are gonna be so much easier. Farmer says, good luck, bad luck, who knows? So one day the son's riding one of the new horses. It falls off its back and breaks his leg. Sorry, father, now I can't help out with the farm. Farmer says, good luck, bad luck, who knows? So a couple weeks go by, now the army comes through town, drafts every young man to fight in the war, but farmer's son has a broken leg, they can't take him. Lucky I broke my leg, he says. To which the farmer replies,
Good luck, bad luck.
Exactly. Look, I agreed to meet with you on Coach Williams' behalf out of respect for what you've done. It's clear you are a very serious young man. But I never lie to my wrestlers, and I'm not gonna lie to you. We recruit very hard, and mostly we get what we want. It's the same with these other big schools, so if you haven't heard from them by now, you know, you're probably not going to. Now, Coach Williams, he's a personal friend. He wanted me to give it to you straight. If you're even considering coming here, the best I got to offer you is to walk on, you know, hope you make the team. And that's highly unlikely given our current recruiting class. But Anthony, it's like the story goes, okay, doesn't mean it's over. You're very talented. You just got to keep going.
And I have a full ride from Drexel as well, sir.
Well, I strongly suggest you take that. I admire everything about you, Anthony. I wish you the best of success, okay?
Your character, Coach Charles, didn't believe he had the goods to be a great wrestler at first. Can you talk about some of these inspiring scenes that you have with Jarrell Jerome, who plays Anthony Robles. The speech you end with, "I see you," highlights a special connection between coach and wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is based on a true story, you know, and I think if you talk to Sean, the real Sean Charles, he would say, I knew who he was. I saw who he was, you know, but obviously we're creating an arc and we're creating a storyline. We have to go from here to there. So going from somebody not seen to somebody seen was important for the story to tell it that way. I think Sean knew that he had something special with Anthony, but he also knew that Anthony had a lot of shortcomings and a lot of potential hazards. And there's, you know, certain things in the story that we don't tell because we're trying to streamline the story and it's about one specific thing. But the stories that Sean told me about, you know, they changed the rules for Anthony when he was wrestling because he was so strong that they would make him, after he got in a grip, they would make him let go and regrip. And, you know, that's something that they did just for him. And that didn't get in the movie, but that's fine. But it's understanding all these intricacies of what his story was along the way. It was really fascinating to learn. But Anthony surprised everyone. What's also great that, you know, is that when Anthony first came out, everyone was going, "Oh, this poor kid, he only has one leg. We have to take it easy on him. Oh, that's too bad." And then once he started tearing through opponents, they're like, "Oh yeah, he has one leg. That's an advantage. And how it's is unfair. And now how could this dude do this?" So the narrative around who he was, you know, commensurate to what his accomplishments are and were, was very interesting journey to see. And that through it all, Anthony just kept his head down and just did what he was supposed to do and took it one match at a time, one move at a time, you know, and is now who, you know, I think deservedly so, having the story told about him.
All right, y'all, bring it in. Hey, come on in, guy. Okay. So for most of you, this was the last match of the season. You know, for some of you, it was the last match as the Sun Devil, but I want to acknowledge that every single one of you got better this year. And one of you guys, who will remain nameless, Corey, even learned how to read a clock this year. So congratulations, Corey. Thank God for small miracles. Six of you are going on to the NCAA championships in Philadelphia. It's an incredible achievement, and we are all very honored to have you represent us on that national stage. So give yourself a hand for that. Now, there is one accomplishment that's even greater than all of that. We have somebody on this team who was a walk-on, and despite being discouraged by their coach, unrecruited, without financial aid, took a full-time job to support their family, and has also managed to maintain the third highest GPA on this team. He also just notched an undefeated senior season. So I, for one, I'm gonna tip my damn cap to this very impressive young man, and I just wanna say, Anthony, I failed to realize who you were. I didn't really understand your character. But you have more than compensated for my error, and for that I am truly grateful. And just know that I see you now.
I'm curious, you know, you are no stranger to sports-related movies. In fact, playing the lead in Rebound, The Legend of Earl the Goat Manigault. Did it take you back? You were the player back then in that movie many years ago, and now you're the coach, and having this relationship, and a tumultuous one at that movie. Yeah. Did you think about that film while doing this?
I didn't draw a connection to it. But it's one of, you know, it's another one of those sports stories where the outcome isn't like this one. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, for Earl Manigault, the lessons he learned were, you know, really, really more grave, and that he ultimately, you know, you can ask yourself, did he win or did he lose? I think ultimately in life he won. And I think in this movie, it's a little different, but there's always going to be that component of adversity, and what level it's at, you know, often depends on what you bring to it and who's around, and are there people there to support you to get through it to the other side? And that's why I think this movie is great, because it's not just a sports movie, it's a family movie. And, you know, we get to see the challenges that this person has in their entirety, not just how it relates to, some event. And I think again that Anthony's deserving of this story, and I hope that when people go to the movie or see the movie at home, wherever they experience the film, that they, are able to draw from it some inspiration for their own lives.
Don, I'd like to think we learn something from all the projects we do. What did you learn about yourself after this film?
That I'm not going to go into wrestling. I mean, it was great to do it, and it's the hardest thing if anyone will ever do. Everyone should try wrestling. It is the most demanding sport that I think you can do physically and mentally. It's a chess game. So much of this is a chess game. And it's a great, manifestation of that in the physicality, that you have to bring both things to bear. And that's when you meet Anthony, you're like, I'm not just talking to a person who's understands where their body is. This is a very intelligent, very smart, very observational human being. And he brings all of that to bear on his sport, which is why he's the great champion he is.
This is a very believable cast, in my opinion. You, Jennifer Lopez, Bobby Cannavale, Jarrell Jerome. Did you feel that on the set? Did you feel this energy?
Shout out to Michael Pena too, who plays his high school coach. But I knew that everyone was taking their roles very seriously. I knew that we were all, for Jennifer and Jarrell and myself, we had the actual real people to speak with. So I knew that everyone was taking this very seriously, and you don't want to get it wrong. I mean, you can get kind of a pass when you're depicting people who aren't around anymore. They're not coming out of the woodwork to say you did it wrong. But there's a different kind of a bar that is set for when you're playing people that really exist. You don't want to get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? Selfishly, you want to honor these people's stories and tell it in a way that does them service. So yeah, I know that from Jennifer and Jarrell and I that we were all really invested in this storytelling.
Hey, Coach.
Hey.
Said you wanted to see me?
Yeah, come on. Have a seat. Yeah, hold on to this. I was just thinking back about when we first met each other. It seems like it was just yesterday, kind of, you know what I mean? Several of the alumni are taking us losing the wrestling program personally, so personally, in fact, that they've pledged money to get us back up and running. So that's good news. And I've already talked to everybody on the team about this because there were some conditions that were placed on it.
You talked to everybody on the team already?
Yeah, I have.
What's the bad news, Coach?
There's going to be an overall reduction in spending. So less money, less wrestlers. Even the athletes that aren't on scholarship, they cost money. We can't afford to keep everybody.
I understand, Coach.
Look, I'll have you know that one of your teammates said they weren't going to come back unless you did.
What?
Yeah, but in order for that to fly, every scholarship athlete was going to have to agree because they're going to be taking less money. So you got to put something like that to a vote. You have to be fair. Two jars, one pro, one con. Every scholarship athlete got a vote, and it had to be unanimous. So. Oh, wait, that was the wrong jar. It's just one wrestler, it was all of them.
We didn't just vote to keep you on the team. It's for a full ride.
Yeah, it was either that or none of us coming back.
Okay, what's the bad news, Coach?
Good news, bad news, we don't know. You haven't voted yet.
Right, Jim.
Can't even lie, man. I wanted to keep the money, but there has to be one person I could beat up to peak.
The movie premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival to really good reviews. And in this crazy world that we're living in, Don, why is the timing of this film important as far as you're concerned?
You know, I don't know so much about that in terms of, you know, look, anytime that you can have a moment to forget some things and also remember some things that potentially this movie offers, you can leave some of that stuff at the door when you turn on the movie. But hopefully then what you bring in is, you know, the desire to be introspective and look at the adversity that you may be facing and, you know, seek your support system and find ways to overcome that thing that may have seemed insurmountable to you at the time. And, you know, if this movie can do that for some people, then that's great. I never put a ton of stock into a movie to change people's lives. I think ultimately the first job is to entertain. And that doesn't just have to be some sort of a frivolous endeavor. You know, you can be entertained and learn and be inspired and be motivated. And hopefully this film will do that too.
Before I let you go, you know, we're a jazz station, WBGO, and loved your work in Miles Ahead, you know, the story of Miles Davis, and the fact of Hotel Rwanda. No one will ever forget your performance. You mentioned it a little bit, playing real life people. That's something that you obviously enjoy.
Sometimes. I mean, it's definitely something I've been asked to do more than once. But look, you know, it's those are obviously sometimes the most interesting stories, because real life is, you know, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy, Horatio. And there are often things that the little idiosyncratic nature of who we really are that you couldn't write, you couldn't script. So it's great when you get to, you know, have the opportunity to play these people and meet these people and learn from them and be a fly on the wall and observe them. Even when you're not being an invest, you know, you're not literally interviewing them. You're just trying to pick something up from osmosis. And, you know, it's great that we've had this opportunity to meet and know these people, because they're great people.
Don, I really enjoyed the film, and the magic that you have with Jarrell as being his coach comes through. You know, there's something about Don Cheadle, right? He just makes you feel his character, and, you know, it really comes to life. Thanks for great work. Continued success in your career.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
I used to be angry all the time. Even on the mat after I'd win. Guess I kind of just used that. But I'm not angry anymore. So what are you? I'm a little scared.
Hey, me too.
Don't tell anybody. Gotcha. You think it's too late for us to become monks?
Well, let me see if I can find some horses. We'll get the hell up out of here.
Yeah, please.
Hey, ain't nothing to it but to do it, Anthony.
I like that one.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can check out all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out to Joe Favorito this week for hooking us up with Don Cheadle. Our next Sports Jam session will be with wrestler Anthony Robles. Until then, I'll see you at the game.